Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me still, just the two of us. I want to continue to talk about some things that are on my mind. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and do that. One of the things I'd like to do is completely flip the conversation. The conversation that we've been hearing a lot about in America these days for the last couple of weeks or so, 3 weeks or four, has been all the things that are wrong with America. What's wrong with America? What's wrong with things that happened in our history? What were those bad people who did things in the past that we didn't like? And I'd like to flip that around and talk about what's right about America. Because I'll tell you something, folks, we're going to run out of things to talk about real soon. If we continue to talk about things that are bad about America, that is a short list. Yes, America has warts. The United States of America is not perfect. We have made mistakes. We have things in our history that are unfortunate, that were even bad. But on balance, taken as in its entirety, America is not bad. America is good, is very good. And we have a track record of that to prove what I'm saying. The same track record that people are holding out that's wrong about America, whatever language they want to use and whatever cause they want to apply it to, that compared to the list of things on many levels that are right about America, that is a very, very tiny, that's a very small list. Now, to some people, it might say, yes, but it's my list. Okay, that's fine. But you can't succeed in America if all you hold on to is your list of things that you're unhappy with. If you can't embrace the other lists, the list that will allow you to find your own way, the list that will allow you to become educated, to get help to be educated. No one is holding you wherever you are. No one is holding you wherever you are. Write that down. That's going to be on the test. You are able, whoever you are, white, black, red, yellow, purple, pink, whatever your background is, race, religion, gender, it doesn't matter. No one is holding you back in America. You have the ability to seek your own level and to embrace the list of positive things that are in America, like an education and like getting a job. There are things out there in your way. There were things in my way. There are things in everyone's way. There are obstacles in everyone's way. It's called life. You deal with them and you go around them. There are people of all backgrounds that run into other people who want to hold them back. And not because of their color, not because of their gender, because they're just knuckleheads. They're just people who don't work and play well with others. But those people are in the minority. We don't dwell on those people. We identify them and we go around them in America. This country is built on abundance. It's not built on lack. When you hold on to this small list of things that are wrong with America, when you embrace that, when you clutch all of that to your chest, and every time one thing happens that somebody doesn't like, we turn that into making it as if it's the way America is, period, where we're all that way. When we do that, we're focusing on the zero-sum game. We're focusing on what's the lack in America. We're not focusing on what is abundant about America. And in America, we have an abundance of opportunity. Doesn't matter who you are. And now, could we say that 50, 60, 70 years ago, as late as that, that might not have been completely the case? Yes. As I said earlier, there's some parts about our history that aren't great, that needed to be fixed, and they got fixed. They got fixed. And here we are, 2-3 generations later, and that, fixing that, and the execution of those fixes are the norm. Not the other stuff, not the negative stuff. That isn't the norm. That's the small list. It's not the big list. The big list in America is what's right about America for everyone. What's abundant about America for everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.